Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's talk a little football. It's going to be a clown-y show. How many times can I use that joke? On Men Street, even more than usual this year, Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, joins us. So Jadeveon Clowney decides not to go to the Jets, but to go to the Panthers. It's home. I get all of it. Talk to me, sir. What do you think about what the Panthers did here?
Well, I mean, I think Clowney is a nice fill-in for, I mean, look, Clowney did a really good year last year with the Ravens and that Mike McDonald's defense. So he's still got something left in the tank. You know, Clowney's just like a fascinating story because, you know, obviously a freak athlete in South Carolina, you know, first overall pick, has the helmet thing against Michigan on New Year's Day. Never quite lives up to that hype as the guy who's this like unbelievable pass rusher, but was always better against the run and maybe a better defensive lineman than really people gave him credit for. Sort of a great veteran add-on. I think it's a chance to go play for the hometown team and sort of fill the void. You know, you lose Brian Burns. You know, you need to improve on the defensive line. You need to get somebody who gets the pressure off the edge and play well against a run. I think Clowney does that, first of all, in terms of where he can play along the defensive line. And, you know, look, I mean, like, I think the Panthers, if we take out the Brian Burns trade and what they actually got for him, and the whole, like, I don't even mind the actual trade of Brian Burns. I'm saying this, you know, for weeks now. It's like, I don't mind the Brian Burns trade. I think you had to trade him. It just, like, the process of getting to where you got, where you only got what you got back, was the issue.
Right.
And then, like, you look at the rest of the offseason, they've had a pretty good offseason. If they hadn't given away the first overall pick, and they were picking first overall right now, like, I think people would be like, all right, the Panthers got something cooking here. You know, you can trade you. And so it really harkens back to the mistakes made over the last previous 18 months.
Right.
I think Clowney's a nice ad for a team that, you know, is hoping they can go out there and win, I don't know, what, like triple or quadruple your win total from last year and make Bryce Young looks good and you feel like you're like, all right, that was a pretty good season.
So quadrupling the win total would get Carolina to 6-11?
Wouldn't that be eight? Did they win one?
Well, okay, a quadruple. That's right. Quadruple would be four. Never mind. It's been that kind of day, Will. Senior NFL writer.
You're in the middle of an NC State 316 run. Your brain is barely functioning.
You know, we can blame it on whatever. My brain could be barely functioning regardless. Just to piggyback on what you said, we don't know how any player is going to work out. And I really liked what they did in the offseason a year ago in terms of addressing positions that they addressed. But I also said going into last year, man, they just need their offensive line to be good, and it was the opposite. But where they addressed this year, you get two guys at guard who are going to start. You move Austin Corbett from one of those positions to center. It would be great if you strengthened that position as well. You hope that Ike Ekwonu has a bounce back year at left tackle. Taylor Moton can continue to be good at right tackle. And then the depth that you had to use last year as starters can spell them, you know, for series here and there. Brady Christensen healthy would become kind of a swing player at a lot of different positions. So hopefully their offensive line is good. I still think they need to address wide receiver, tight end, cornerback, linebacker. Hopefully, I mean, who knows? Maybe that'll be Peyton Wilson in the draft at number 39 early in the second round. Because I know he is, they're certainly interested. Are they interested that early? Don't know. So I think there's a lot of things going on. Let me get to a former Wolfpacker. And he was all about the Wolfpack last weekend in Pittsburgh, sort of. Russell Wilson could have worn like a state shirt, no? Could have worn like a state basketball jersey or a state baseball jersey to one of the Wolfpacks games.
I'm surprised you didn't have a Badger's body with a wolf head on it or something like that. Like, I mean, reverse, like a wolf, like Tuffy with whatever what's the Badger's name? You know, like a
Bucky,
like a strutting wolf.
Bucky Badger.
Strutting wolf with like a Bucky head. I mean, like, it's great. Packers in Pittsburgh, Russ, you know, doing Russ things. He was a state for a while. I think it's just like, which Russ are we getting? That's when you decide if he's a Wisconsin guy or a state guy.
That is true.
If he's being a total weirdo and like stinking up on the field, he's a Wisconsin guy. If he's being like cool and normal and winning, he's a state guy. That's how it happens.
All right, here's my question for you. This is sort of looking into the future. I don't know when the Steelers bye week is, but let's just say week 8. Who's the starting quarterback for the Steelers, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
Well, if I was using one of those apps that we've got in North Carolina now, I'd probably take Justin Fields because I think you get him like 7-1. Russ is like -1100. Mike Tomlin down in Orlando this week said that Russ, quote, has the pole position.
Right.
And then proceeded to do a lot of Mike Tomlin things where he said, you know, once we get to the, you know, put the pads on and get to the preseason stadiums. Fucking weird thing to say. He just pointed out that like things could change, and I think it's like typical Mike Tomlin word, like motivational word salad.
Right.
But I do think it's true. Like, I think Russ has the pole position, and if nothing changed, he would be the week 1 starter. If you're giving me the odds, I'm going to take Justin Fields though, because I think in this Arthur Smith offense, Fields and what he does with his legs and the design runs and stuff just makes a lot more sense. But I do believe Russell will Russell working out is the preferred outcome for Mike Tomlin.
Well, yeah, Russell working out gives you a steady presence. Somebody has been through it at quarterback.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know people
they're going to try to run the hell out of the ball,
right,
and play defense. And that's going to be the approach I think you're going to see here. I guess I kind of gave you like a Mike Tomlin word salad answer.
But here would be my question about that. I watched enough of the Steelers last year. Didn't they try to run the ball last year?
Yeah, but that was with Matt Canada. When you just, you know, nothing works with Matt Canada on offense.
Keep getting hired?
Because he's personable? I don't know. It's very bizarre. Remember he was the head coach briefly of, like, LSU?
Well, no, was he the head coach or the... He might have been the head coach in, like, one of those funky leagues.
Or maybe it was Maryland. He was the interim head coach for either LSU or Maryland.
I don't even know. Maybe. Yeah, I'll do a Wikipedia search for Matt Canada. It will tell me everything.
He was the interim head coach for a college team. And that Pittsburgh Steelers team last year had three coaches from NC State's 2000 and whatever year that they went, like 3-9 or something like that. I mean,
perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch of guys that fell up. What do you make of the Chiefs signing a rugby star?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. And that's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Andy Reid and this Chiefs team have approached the 2010 Belichick Patriots level, where whatever they do, however remotely silly and like totally dismissive it could be for any other team, you have to be like, you remember like Belichick could sign, he signed Albert Haynesworth and Chad Johnson. It was like, well, it won't, you know, it's the old Arrested Development meme. It's like, did it work for them? No, but it might, it's like they fooled themselves into thinking it would. but it might work for us. And like you believe anything that Belichick did back then,
right,
might have a chance at paying off. You signed Corey Dillon, who's washed up, and he rushes for leads the league in rushing, and you know all that stuff. And I think the Chiefs are sort of there where you say, all right, they're going into the season with Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Rashee Rice as their number one wide receivers. Like, this can't work. They win the Super Bowl, even if their offense stinks the whole year. So, I think Andy Reid's creative and, knows how to, is willing to take chances. So I like the idea. I don't think it's that crazy. I think they should, people, I got ripped for my latest mock because I gave him a wide receiver. Like, it was like the eighth wide receiver, Ricky Purcell or something. And, people are like, you're lazy. They're not just going to definitely take a wide receiver. I think they can take a wide receiver. I think the Panthers could too.
Oh, I think the Panthers could. They're probably done in free agency before the draft. I mean, I say probably because you never know.
Yeah.
But right now, they have left themselves in a pretty good spot where best offensive lineman, best linebacker, best wide receiver, best edge rusher, another maybe outside linebacker, cornerback, depending, like, somebody's going to fall. I don't know that it'll be Graham Barton, who ran a 4.8 at Duke's pro day today. Yeah, how about that? As somebody who they believe is going to be maybe an elite center in the NFL. You know, Graham, again, ran a 4.8 40. I mean, that's fast for a lineman. It's fast for a center. So, yeah, I think he's probably not going to be there at number 33.
I wouldn't be surprised, Adam, if they – and this is just a – this is maybe a litmus test for, like, is David Tepper still running things. But if we get a run on wide receivers, I would not be surprised if the Panthers – if David Tepper is still in charge. I think if he's not, then you wouldn't see this. But or if he's not, like – if he's in charge, it's his team. But like, if he's not the one,
don't say it, Will.
But if he's the one, no. If they would trade their two seconds and move into the first,
yeah, don't say
grab
it.
Whatever wide receiver on the back end of that run. I know. You don't want to see that, but like, that's the thing that you would expect if Tepper's in charge.
Yeah.
Tepper is in charge. Tepper's the one pushing the buttons. Like, yeah. Turning the trade in, or like his wife's doing it.
The Panthers. It has never worked out when they have traded up. It has always...
It doesn't work out when teams... If you trade up in the first round, I mean, like, it worked out for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes,
right,
obviously, but they traded up from, like, a low spot in the draft. The Bills did it the following year, right, when they go get Josh Allen, using that Chiefs. But the Bills actually traded... were the ones who traded with Kansas City when they got Mahomes, which is kind of ironic considering that he's ruined the franchise so many times. I think that typically speaking, even the Falcons traded up to get Julio Jones back in 2011. You know, it was one where it worked out for the Falcons because they got the better player, but only because the Browns botched the draft picks. You know, like, typically speaking, you are better off trading back and accumulating capital.
Yep.
And I mean, even in spots where, and you could argue, like, the Rams straight up to get Jared Goff and the Eagles straight up to get Carson Wentz. I mean, yeah, the Rams eventually won a Super Bowl with a different. I mean, it's just hard to argue that trading up in the draft works out well, in the first round works out well for anybody.
It, especially trading from the second up to the first is like a premium for doing stuff like that, and the Panthers are bad at it to begin with. All right, so you've done a mock. CBS does like a mock every day. CBSSports.com.
There's
literally
like an every day.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I can't even keep up with it. So tell me where we are. Are we really doing three quarterbacks? 1, 2, 3. J.J. McHenry, top 10. Bo Nix, top 15. What did I say? McHenry? I don't even know.
I think it's like an ancient political figure.
Yeah.
I did like a book of quotes.
J.J. McCarthy, sorry.
I think we're at the four in the top 10. Seems likely. I mean, Jaden Daniels maybe is the one that is slipping a little bit.
Really?
So here's the thing.
Dan Orlovsky said he was better than Caleb Williams yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, yeah. The takes are flying out there in these streets. And Drake May's pro day is...
Today,
yeah, I was going to go over there to Chapel Hill, but I had to hang out in the 336 for a little bit.
Gotcha.
The last couple of days, and I would say that you know, but Jim Harbaugh's out there. He's at the owners' meetings. He's like, yeah, every executive, like every personnel guy I talk to, thinks J.J. McCarthy is a lot. Yeah, this guy, they love this kid.
Right.
Hey, Jim, you're a five. You're trying to trade down. Everyone sees what you're doing. but it does appear that, you know, J.J. McCarthy could go as high as two. Caleb Williams, you can lock in at one.
J.J. McCarthy, you know, two.
There's been the comparisons made, and it's silly because Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft, but
yeah.
People have comped McCarthy to Purdy, and, you know, you have this. You know, Adam Peters, the GM for the Commanders,
yeah.
For San Francisco, where he worked with Kyle Shanahan, so maybe he's a Shanahan-style quarterback. You know, there is a case being made. Sure, you didn't see a ton from McCarthy in college, but it's because the defense was so good. They ran the ball,
yeah.
And that's what Harbaugh's teams are, and that's what they might be with the Chargers. You know, I don't think – I think May will ultimately go two and then you see some I wouldn't be that shocked if the Patriots traded out. Or if the Cardinals traded out, you know, you have the Giants, you have the Raiders, you have the Broncos. There's a lot of teams that are going to be interested in trading up to try and acquire a quarterback. And so, you know, the Cardinals may, like, everybody assumes they're going to sit there and take Marvin Harrison Jr. But if you know, and the odds are reactionary, it's just because of the buzz out there that,
right.
You know, there's a possibility that we see a trade out of four. You could see a trade out of three. I think the Chargers, the Vikings, of course, have the two first round picks now. They want to trade up to get a quarterback. And there's just an obvious spot where they either trade to four with the Cardinals or trade to five with the Chargers, who clearly, you know, need to get some help on the offensive line. And, you know, like, I think the Chargers either trade out or stay there and take an offensive lineman like Joe Alt. So yeah, I think we see a lot of movement at three, four, and five. And that's really why the quarterbacks, we're seeing all these quarterbacks go in the top five. They've all sort of lived up to the hype.
Yeah, well, nobody's lived up to anything just yet, but pro days are abounding.
Well, I mean, right. I mean, like, we haven't, like, it's one thing to say, all right, quarterbacks should go 1, 2, and 3 in December. It's a different thing to say it in, like, late March,
right.
When we've gotten through the combine, McCarthy's stock is up, Jaden Daniels is, I mean, he threw some balls yesterday to, like, man, Malik Nabers might go ahead of Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Which is very crazy. Everything I have read is that Marvin Harrison walks onto an NFL field, he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL tomorrow. Every single thing that I have read, I mean, I've obviously seen him play, but it's hard to judge in college because there aren't good enough cornerbacks that you're dealing with on a day-to-day right. basis. But all of the breakdowns that I have seen from people that I would respect, they all think that this guy is already.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Malik Nabers might go ahead of him.
That would be silly, but whatever.
Well, I mean, Malik Nabers is awesome.
I'm sure he is.
Danny Kelly, the Ringer, I love this comp. It was, he's like, he does, you know, you don't do like player comps. He does sort of like a reminds me of, or like
yes.
describes, you know, like Joe Alt, like a Massey Ferguson tractor or something like that, right? Like a bulldozer. And then the Marvin Harrison comp was Marvin Harrison Jr. It was like reminds me of if Marvin Harrison had a larger son, like had a son, but he's larger than Marvin Harrison Jr. Which is just what he is. I mean,
he is.
And so, yeah, I mean, he's going to be an awesome player. This the top of this draft with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. And the offensive, I mean, like, it is a loaded draft. It's, it just emphasizes how stupid the Panthers are to trade away that pick last year.
Decisions that were made in the past, all we can do is get angry about them. Every time I think about turning down two ones and a two for Brian Burns at the trade deadline 2 years ago, it makes me angrier. And I'm not even a fan. I am not a Panthers right. fan, and the fact that you would turn down that for somebody who did not throw for 4,500 yards and 35 touchdowns is absolutely ludicrous to me. It's yeah, like you don't understand the industry that you are operating in. How do you turn that down?
I'm paraphrasing my buddy Franklin here, but I mean, I thought he said it best on our text chain, but it's like, what is there a player in the NFL that you wouldn't give up, that you wouldn't take two first for, who isn't a quarterback?
Right.
Like that's it. And I mean, the answer was Aaron Donald in his prime. Like the Rams would not have taken two first for Aaron Donald, and that's fine. You have three times defensive player of the year, but like if any non-quarterback, you take the two first and you figure it out later. I mean,
yes.
It's ridiculous.
It again, you all of these decisions, the trading up for Bryce Young, the turning that down for Brian Burns, the getting what they didn't get for Brian Burns, all of those decisions are, they're all like already spent money. I can't worry about it as much as it makes me angry. And again, not a fan. I have no emotional tie to it. It's more comedy at this point. But again, with all of that said, you know, they're not in a great draft position, but they're not in the worst draft position.
They actually are.
No, well, I mean, they don't have a first round pick, but they're not the only team that doesn't have a first round pick.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That is true. The Houston Texans don't have one because they
had two
traded theirs for a future first.
Look,
NFC
it's
lawyer.
A bad franchise
and
right now.
Defensive rookie of the year and the reigning offensive rookie.
It's a bad franchise right now. Yeah, than that. I was just talking specific to this draft. Picking 33 and 39.
I was trying to convince my dad to buy Panthers PSLs last night for some reason.
My gosh. I've seen Buffalo Bills PSL prices that are amazing considering that the state of New York and Erie County are essentially bankrolling that stadium.
Mm.
It is unbelievable.
Like really expensive or really cheap?
Really expensive.
Mm.
Like,
how much is it? Like, what is a... like, what is a really expensive Bills PSL?
The club level will cost you $30,000 a seat.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. The other lower bowl and some other premium seating will be between $5,000 and $10,000 per seat. That's the PSL. That's the country club you want to join in Buffalo, New York. What a racket. What a racket the Pagulas are running.
PSLs are a racket in general. Right?
Well, yeah, but they didn't even pay for their own stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
They
that's
bent
true.
The state of New York and Erie County over a barrel. Never mind. I don't have to get into it. Will Brinson, you're the man. CBSSports.com, Pick 6 Podcast, at Will Brinson on Twitter. Enjoy the 336. I will talk to you later.
All right, see you, buddy.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.